Kia ora mai te whānau o te ātua. Hello, family of God. My name is Tim, and it's a privilege to lead you in prayer this Monday evening. Tonight, our prayer will focus on the world around us, so please join with me as we are reminded once again of God's sustaining presence here with us and his loving concern for all of creation. E te whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise, and let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Listen now to the words of the 24th Psalm. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Saviour. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? He is the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Underneath this podcast is a list of readings for Monday night. And so please pause the podcast now and read tonight's reading. And when you finish the reading, spend a few moments reflecting on the reading. What spoke to you tonight? What is God wanting to say to you? The psalmist reminds us in Psalm 24 that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And so let us turn now to pray for our world. Good and loving God, we thank you for our world, for the wonder and the beauty of it, for the kaleidoscope of colours, the sights and the smells that fill our senses, the warmth of the sun, the smell of the earth after the rain, for your image, which is bestowed on people of every tribe and nation and tongue. Our world, O Lord, truly is a wondrous place. And so we praise you and thank you for it. Yet still tonight we acknowledge that not all is right in your creation. That again, this night our experiences of life are so strongly coloured by the beauty and the quality of life that we experience here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And so we pray again big prayers tonight for our world. As the shadows lengthen and darkness descends this night, we pray for those areas of our world where darkness has its way. We pray for all of those this night who live in the shadow of fear and death. Where there is war, O Lord, bring peace. Where there is famine, O Lord, pour out your provision. Where sickness and plague spoil and fester, O Lord, bring relief and restoration. Where difference causes division or fear or hate, O Lord, renew our minds. Where injustice and abuse of power reign, where greed and corruption put profit before people or your creation, O Lord, sit in judgment. And wherever people are not treated as befitting those bestowed with your image, O Lord, may your glory shine. Starting with us, may these things be true in our world as well. We think of those big things in our news right now that are going on in our world. And in the silence, we name them out loud before you. We pray for the leaders of our world again tonight. Teach them humility and kindness. Make their paths the paths of grace and peace. Give them compassionate hearts after your own heart, and lead them in the way that honors you. We acknowledge again this night our role in caring for all creation. And so we pray for the sustenance of our natural world, for this tightrope balance that we walk. Lead us in caring for your creation, made good by you for our protection and care. Starting with us, may this too be true in our time, that the beauty of this earth would only increase until that time when you are all in all. And with that in mind, we come now to the end of our prayer time, and we speak the words that remind us of your concern, O Lord, in all things, everything from our daily bread all the way through to a time when your kingdom comes once more in our midst. And so we pray together using the words that Jesus gave us, and please join in using whatever version it is that you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God of grace, hear our prayers. Through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Saviour of the world. Amen. Well, it's been a real blessing and privilege to share this night of evening prayer along with all of you once again. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.